What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my part in this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You may be seated. You may be seated. Here are today's announcements, August 3rd. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, MorrinvilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Now that we're on summer break, our children will be staying in the service, and we provided coloring paper and crayons for them in the foyer. There'll be nursery for ages of baby to 3 years old after the singing time. Our Summer Jam Kids Camp is running August 18th to 22nd. We continue getting more registrations every week. You can sign up online, or there are paper copies at the registration table in the foyer. There's also a board set up there for needed supplies, notepads you can take with you. We're going to be decorating the church on Tuesday, August 5th and Thursday, August 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This helped create a fun atmosphere for the children's camp. There's a sign-up sheet at the Summer Jam table, even if you can only come for an hour or two. If you'd like prayer today, there'll be someone in the back corner that'll pray for you. That's all the announcements.
Please stand again if you're comfortable, and we'll keep worshiping.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, and how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Love, and I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. Forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, and how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, and I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. And Jesus, you are my King. And Jesus, you are my King. And Jesus, you. Love, and how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, and I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. Amazing love. Die for me. Amazing love, and I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do.
Your will be done.
awakening for this moment in this hour. Awakening, and for you and you alone. River flowing from the mountains that shows our God is true. There's a song on the rising from the valley. It's our response to you. And you are God, God of all creation. The earth groans and longs to be with you. And where we are, our hearts are raised to heaven. We breathe to worship you. We stand in awe. Shine with wonder, a pure by birth. God of all creation. The earth groans and longs to be with you. And where we are, our hearts are raised to heaven. We bring to worship you. You are God, God of all creation. The earth groans and longs to be with you. And where we are, our hearts are raised to heaven. We breathe to worship you. I can hear you whisper, cold and deeper still. The same voice that moved upon the waters says, come and drink and have your fill. Says, come and drink and have your fill. The stillness I can hear you whisper, cold and deeper still. The same voice that moved upon the waters says, come and drink and have your fill. Says, come and drink and have your fill. Cold and deeper still.
morning we're going to use the book of Ephesians to guide our prayers. We're fortunate that we're in an air-conditioned building, eh? That's kind of nice with all the heat that's been. Let's pray. In adoration, Ephesians 3, 14 to 17, Paul writes, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come with the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." Confession, Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. "Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life that God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled to our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let's confess our sins so we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives." Thanksgiving. Paul writes, chapter 1, verse 6 to 11. "So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let us be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and in faith trust that he'll work everything out in our lives." Supplication, Ephesians 6, 10, 12 to 19. "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all God's armor so you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." We are called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world, for ourselves on behalf of others. Let us bring a request before God who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Lynn's health, for Matthew and Trina and their family, for Daryl Stimson, Judith and Danny, for Corrine and Isaac, for Corrine and Kevin, for Connie and Jim, for Jerry, for Kaylin and Chris and Remy, for Tavia and Michael, for Drew, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Lou and Harold, for the Dailies, for Michaela and Oliver, Sabrina and Michael, for Ernie and Darlene, Carmen and Dwayne, for Monique and Wilford, for Susan, places around the world, for Jordan, Kazakhstan, Kenya, Israel, Gaza, Syria, Lebanon, for Canada and the United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are so out of control in our lives,
that aren't out of your control. We come to you, our good and merciful God, and pray that you would meet us like only you can. Come, Holy Spirit. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the church at Thessalonica, beginning in chapter 3. Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we decided to be left alone in Athens. And we sent Timothy, our brother and co-worker for God, in proclaiming the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you for the sake of your faith, so that no one would be shaken by these persecutions. Indeed, you yourselves know that this is what we are destined for. In fact, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we were to suffer persecution. So it turned out, as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and that our labor had been in vain. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love. He has told us that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, just as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and persecution, we have been encouraged about you through your faith. For we now live if you continue to stand firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Feel the world is broken.
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But did you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah conquered the grave. He is David's Ruth, the Lamb of God, to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of a blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is. Is all creation groaning?
is a new creation coming. It is the glory of the Lord to be alive within our midst. It is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root, the Lamb of God, who ransomed the slaves. And every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, made us his kingdom, a priest of God, to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? Father truly love us, he does. Does the Spirit move among us, he does. And does Jesus our Messiah hold forever those he loves, he does. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? Open the scroll, the Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave. He is David's root, the Lamb of God, to ransom the slaves. For every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom, a priest to God, to reign in the sun. Is he worthy?